Now, I know I'm going to lose a lot of people on this because I have a lot of people who are anti-vaxxers who follow me, and a lot of them are vegans, okay? Now, look, let me just say this. Is that I'm not against vegans or vegetarians at all. I don't think they're wicked people. I don't think they're of the devil. The ones who I do think are wicked are those who try to contact me and try to use the Bible to justify their veganism. That's wicked. Just as the Catholic Church tries to use the Bible to justify, you know, forbidding men to marry. Because it's not there, right? So when people try to use the Bible to justify vegetarianism and veganism, at that point it becomes a doctrine of devils, okay? You see, why? Because it's impossible to use the Bible to justify that position. And look, I can preach an entire sermon on just the foolishness of using the Bible to justify veganism, because throughout the Bible you see animals dying. Throughout the Bible, we see people eating meat. Jesus, who is the Son of God, the Word of God that was made flesh and dwelt among us, he ate meat. In fact, let me just break it to you. The first person to ever kill an animal was God. And he did it to clothe Adam and Eve for the benefit, right, of mankind. And here's the thing. This is what they'll say, okay? Because they always try to go back to Genesis, right? Vegans and vegetarians, they'll say, you know, we'll tell them, well, you know, the Bible says you can eat meat. You quote 1 Timothy 4. And they're like, yeah, but from the beginning it was not so. You know, back, you know, in the Garden of Eden, God's original plan, his original intent was that we eat vegetables and fruits. And look, and to that I say, amen. In the Garden of Eden, that's what it was like, yeah. Right? No one's arguing with that. But then we bring to their attention, yeah, but here's the thing. God killed an animal to clothe Adam and Eve. He's the first one to do it. And this is what they'll say. They'll say, yeah, because of sin. Right? How many of you have ever heard someone say something like that? Like, well, yeah, sin is the reason man is eating meat. Sin is the reason why man is eating meat in the first place. Right? That's what they'll say. So man eats meat now because of sin. The eating of animals and meat is a result of sin, Pastor. I've had multitudes of conversations about this, okay? And to them, that's like their checkmate. To them, it's just like, yeah, Pastor, but it's a result of sin. Now, let me just completely demolish their way of thinking right now, okay? Because eating meat, listen up, everyone. Eating meat is not the only result of sin. Yeah. Guess what? Wearing clothes is too. Yeah. You know what? Every single vegan and vegetarian that has condemned me for eating meat wears clothes. Yeah. Right. Oh, what does it say in the beginning? Speaking lies and what? Hypocrisy. Yeah. That's interesting. What does it mean when it says speaking lies and hypocrisy? They condemn you over something that they themselves are doing. You know, like the forbidding to marry, yet some of these false prophets have eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin.
Yeah, right.
And these same people who are forbidding people to, or are trying to teach that you should abstain from meats, I guarantee you they're pounding a double cheeseburger, a Raising Cane's or whatever in the background. Okay? But let me say this. Wearing clothes to cover our nakedness, right, was a result of sin too. And every vegan that has ever used the Bible to justify this position, they all wear clothes. Because look, folks, before the fall of man, Adam and Eve were naked.
Yeah.
They were naked. And you know what? It wasn't until Eve took the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil that their eyes were open. They saw that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together to make themselves aprons in order to cover their nakedness. And that wasn't even sufficient enough. So God killed an animal and made them coats of skin to cover their nakedness. So let me ask you, oh ye vegan that wants to use the Bible to justify your position, are you just going to just toss away all your clothes? No, because you know it's shameful to do so. So before you try to pull out that card and you think you have checkmate, well, let me just remind you, clothing was a result of sin as well. But you know what? No one's going to teach, well, you shouldn't wear any clothes. Because that would be foolish. Okay? Look, and this is why these people, they desire to be teachers of the law, but they understand neither what they say nor where of their affirm. And let me just say this, checkmate.